Pentagon defends anthrax vaccinations.
Were they not vaccinated and exposed to this agent, they would die a horrible death.
Greenspan hints at higher rates.
There is little evidence that the American economy is slowing appreciably.
McCain breathes down Bush's neck in South Carolina.
If we win here, I don't see how we can really be stopped.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. A congressional report critical of the military's anthrax vaccination program has the Defense Department on the defensive. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
Assistant Secretary of Defense Dr. Sue Bailey says only a small percentage of the 400,000 troops vaccinated have had a reaction to the anthrax shots.
Those are generally flu-like symptoms, malaise, loss of appetite.
But Christopher Shays, a Connecticut Republican, says the Pentagon must make the lengthy vaccination program safer.
To develop a drug that is modern, that doesn't take six shots, that is a cleaner drug.
Major General Randall West agrees improvements are needed.
If you can give this vaccination in less than six shots, you're probably going to have fewer reactions. And the fewer reactions we have, the better it is.
But he says all troops need to be protected from a possible anthrax terrorist attack. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Now this.
There are lots of reasons to come to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for tires. You'll get factory-trained technicians. You'll get brand names at competitive prices. And now you can even get a savings bond. Buy Ford General Amera G4S tires, the original equipment tires for many Ford and Mercury vehicles, and you'll receive a certificate for a $50 U.S. savings bond. Only from your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealer. That's quality care.
Mounting and balancing may be extra. Taxes extra. See service advisor for details and redemption information through March 19, 2000.
I feel so bad. I'd love to babysit my grandkids, but I can't keep up with them. They're faster, I'm slower. My knees and hips are so stiff.
Help support the health and flexibility of your joints with Pain-Free from Schiff. Pain-Free is a natural supplement with glucosamine and chondroitin. Taken daily, it helps rebuild and protect joint cartilage.
With Pain-Free, I'm speeding up again. Hide and seek, anyone?
Move better, feel better with Pain-Free. Now in a smaller, easier-to-swallow caplet at pharmacies, Costco, and GNC.
Alan Greenspan told Congress today he's never seen an economy this good, but inflationary pressures are building, and the Fed hasn't succeeded in putting the brakes on.
There is little evidence that the American economy, which grew more than 4% in 1999 and surged forward at an even faster pace in the second half of the year, is slowing appreciably.
Greenspan gave a strong hint that another rate hike is coming. Erwin Kellner, chief economist at CBS MarketWatch, says that makes the stock market a riskier place.
Small investors, large investors, if you've got a profit in the stock market, now's the time to nail it down and put your money in more conservative investments like bonds or even in the bank.
The Dow lost another 46 points today, closing at 10,514, but technology stocks continue to soar, the NASDAQ rising 121 points to a new high, 4548. Since the hack attacks on major websites last week, the FBI says there have been more attacks on lesser-known sites, and the number of new Internet vandalism investigations has quadrupled. The heat is on in South Carolina. With 2 days until the Republican primary, George W. Bush and John McCain are dividing their time between wooing voters and sniping at each other. Our coverage begins with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Angered again about a McCain campaign brochure, Bush called his rival a hypocrite without actually using that word.
Nothing factual about this. This is a man who evidently says one thing and does another.
Polls suggest the Texas governor is edging ahead, that he's solid among Republicans here. He thinks Democrats may try to sabotage him by voting in this open primary for McCain.
I do hear some concern amongst Republicans that it's going to be the Democrats who determine the outcome of the election here, that they want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
From here on in, getting out the vote becomes priority one. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, with the Bush campaign, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I'm Bob Fuss with the McCain campaign in Greenville, South Carolina. Despite claims from George Bush that some McCain literature distorts his view on Social Security, John McCain continues his pledge to avoid all attack ads, something Bush has not agreed to.
I hope that Governor Bush would take down his ads, but if he doesn't, it doesn't matter. I wish him well.
McCain rejects complaints about Democrats planning to vote for him in Saturday's Republican primary, saying he wants the Democrats and the independents to join him. And if they do...
If we win here, I don't see how we can really be stopped.
And right now, McCain says the race in South Carolina is close, and he thinks it will all turn on who turns out to vote. Bob Fuss, CBS News, with the McCain campaign in Greenville, South Carolina.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
If your business relies on instant answers, you need Nextel instead of ordinary cellular. With Nextel, you'll have three ways to get those answers in one wireless phone. Nextel Direct Connect, our digital two-way radio feature, a pager, and cellular. And if you sign up for a national business plan by February 29th, we'll even give you free incoming cellular calls through the end of the year, so you can answer the phone more often. Nextel, how business gets done. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Requires new activation.
30 million people already know.
E-Files, way to go.
They're cyber working, cyber playing, cyber tax paying, even cyber IRS.
To save a little cyber stress.
Join the 30 million who use IRS E-File. Ask your tax preparer to E-File or use your own computer. E-File is accurate, secure, and you'll get your refund in half the usual time. Check out our website, www.irs.gov.
30 million people already know.
E-File's the way to go.
As incongruous as it seems, the tobacco settlement and Los Angeles police corruption have become intertwined. CBS News correspondent David Dow reports live.
Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon proposes using the city's share of the tobacco settlement to cover another series of expected lawsuits, those stemming from police misconduct in the current corruption scandal.
This is the best use of these dollars.
It's estimated the scandal could cost the city at least $125 million. Nine more tainted convictions were tossed out today. Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis returned to the team's training camp today, insisting he's innocent of murder charges in Atlanta.
I'm looking forward to the day that all the facts come out, everything is out in front, and my name is clear.
Lewis is charged with killing two men during a fight after a Super Bowl party. Love for Tom Landry poured out today at a memorial service for the legendary football coach who died of leukemia at the age of 75. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Roger Staubach said Landry's expression rarely changed.
Walt Garrison said it all one time. I said, Walt, did you ever see Coach Landry smile? And he said, nope, but I was only there 9 years.
Staubach says Landry did smile when his team won the Super Bowl. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. There's a lot of talk these days about intranets and extranets changing the way you do business. What does it all mean? An intranet is your company's internal website. An extranet uses the internet to connect your business partners and customers. How can an extranet work for you? It can streamline transactions and track buying patterns. Customers can place orders, check out product availability, and troubleshoot potential problems. Most important, you can control costs and pass the savings on to them. If you build an extranet, develop a sound strategy. Decide who's involved and who's in charge. Change your relationships, and you change your way of doing business.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet with optical technology that enables your business to move at the speed of light. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura touched a nerve in Iowa with a joke he told to a group of Russian exchange students. The governor asked, how many Iowa college freshmen does it take to unscrew a light bulb? The answer, none. It's a sophomore course. Christy Vilsack, the wife of Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, thinks the two men should go one-on-one. She says her husband would have the advantage in a battle of brains as opposed to brawn. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, February 17th. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.